disappointed he's not here. I think this would be the best place for him to be for a number of different reasons. You have the opportunity to learn new defense, but more importantly, we have the best training staff in the league here, and we have access to some of the best doctors in the world. And I think it'd be in his own best interest to be here for those reasons. But as I said the other day, it's unfortunate he's not here. I don't think he's receiving the best advice in the world. And, that's sad as far as I'm concerned.
John, do you know exactly what his condition is? Have you been allowed to examine him?
None of our people have been able to see him or examine him. We have no idea what type of condition he's in. All we know is what some of his people have told us. But until we see him for ourselves, that doesn't give us any comfort.
Have you been told that he has an amputated finger?
We've been told exactly what you've been told. We don't know anything more than you know.
The people that you're talking about, that's the agent?
I assume that's one of the people that's listening. I'm not sure.
No, I mean the people that are in communication with the organization.
Yes, that's correct.
Has anybody spoken to him, or has the conversation all been exchanged?
I believe Lonnie spoke to him on the phone. I exchanged text messages with him. I know Robert Zahn has exchanged text with him. I don't know if he's spoken to him personally or not. And Tom exchanged text, Jerry, but it's predominantly been text messages.
John, do you have any idea when he'll show up here?
No.
How unusual is this?
It's pretty unusual, I think. Again, I have a lot of confidence in our medical staff and our training staff here, and I just don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of that.
Could he or his camp play his way into you rescinding the tender? By play, I mean by not communicating.
Well, I don't think we're going to do anything until we actually see what type of condition he's in.
What makes you believe that he could be worth $15 million in the season, mm-hmm. considering the damage that there's obviously some physical damage that's been done?
Well, he's obviously played at a very high level in the past. He's a rare athlete, but again, until we see him and see what damage there is, we're just not going to know that.
John, have you ever been in a situation similar to this before? Does this feel different even for you?
I can't recall being in a similar situation before now.
Do you think it would color your impressions of dealing with him going forward?
I don't think so. I mean, listen, he is a great kid, and we love having him around here. He fits in very well. He's very cooperative. I just don't know what's going on here. And again, I can only surmise that he's not receiving very good advice.
How do you go about planning with so much uncertainty with him? Do you just have to assume that he's essentially not going to be part of the team?
I think we have to plan on moving ahead of the point. And until we see him and make some sort of determination as to what type of condition he's in, I don't see how we can count on him. Certainly not for the opening of the season.
I guess when we all looked into how this could possibly play out, apparently you can at some point negotiate the terms of a franchise tag and agree not to put him on an FI or whatever. Has there been any approach by them on can we talk?
No. We have no idea what their intention is at this point.
Well, I assume you'd be open to...
We'd be open to discussing anything, but we first need to see it.
Have you guys done any research on this kind of injury, and how do you sort of prepare? I mean, you guys obviously have to do what you can to get ready when he comes.
You say this kind of injury, we don't know how extensive the damage is. That's the problem. I don't know how many fingers he has. I mean, we know what we've read, what we've been told, but until we actually see the extent of the damage, it's hard to make any type of prediction as to what type of condition he's going to
have. Have they told you why you can't get in to see him?
Not as far as I know.
It's got to be all financial, right? I mean, he doesn't have a contract. There's got to be some negotiations going on here. He's a guy without a contract right now.
I don't know. There have been no negotiations with us since this happened, so I don't know what they're thinking is.
Was there an offer on the table beforehand? And was that taken off? Yeah, obviously. Is that no longer available to him at this point?
We had made an offer to him some time ago, which we never really got a response to, and obviously, that's not on the table right now. Nothing's on the table until we see it.
Thank you.
John, there's some suggestion that he would be worried about signing a tender, then being put on NFI and being docked pay. Would you be willing to say show up and
listen, all of that is you? All of that is negotiable, again, depending on what the condition of his hearing is.
Do you hope that they're hearing what you're saying here, since you don't seem to have any other avenue of communication?
I think, yes.
And boil down to
one of the reasons that why I'm not here is the fact that I missed all of the assignments.
How much does the timing of this hurt you? It was in July. The fact that, you know, free agency, there's not those guys out there. How much does it limit what your options are?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, $14.8 million or whatever that arguably could have been used elsewhere. But listen, our priority still is that, and our hope is that he's going to be able to play and that we'll be able to spend that money on him. I mean, that's our first wish.
John, has it been exclusively Jerry talking to the agent?
I believe so. Kevin Abrams may have spoken at some point, but I'm not sure that's been on to Jerry.
Would ownership ever get involved? Would you ever reach out?
Possibly at some point. I've worked on that. Jerry's been carrying the message for us.
Have you done that in the past yourself? In any other contract situations?
Yeah, probably on a few occasions, yeah.
Have you had any personal contact with Jason?
I exchanged texts with him, I would say, within a few days after the accident, just asked him how he was doing, is there anything he can do for him? And he responded almost immediately and said that he's going to be fine. The term he used was, it's just a little bump in the road and I'll be back as good as ever.
Have you ever expressed...
put a smiley face on there.
Have you expressed your disappointment to him that...
I have not personally expressed that to him, no. Our first concern really is for his well-being and you know, is he getting the right amount of medical care and the proper therapy? I know he would get that here. I assume he's getting it down there, but I don't know that for sure.
John, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the commissioner's ruling, about Brady, and, you know, that it was upheld. Well, what's your thoughts on the whole thing?
Well, you know, to me, I'm saddened by it has come to this. I mean, we went the 2 weeks going into the Super Bowl, it's all we talked about with the plate gate. Now coming to the training camp, that's all we're talking about. But, listen, the commissioner had a very difficult job to do here. But at the end of the day, I think he made a decision based on the evidence and the facts that were before him. And without regard to the profile of the player or his personal relationship with the owner. And you know what? That's what he's paid to do. And he did his job here. And you can argue about whether it was fair or unfair. But he had to make a very tough decision in very difficult circumstances. And he did. And that's what he's paid to do.
So you support the commissioner?
I support the commissioner. Yes, again. I've been around him enough to know that his intention is always to try to do the right thing. I don't always agree with the decisions that he makes, but I know that he tries to do the right thing. And I know this is a very unpleasant situation for him here. You're dealing with the best player in the league, and you're dealing with an owner who's been as good as any owner in the league and somebody that he has a close personal relationship with. So he had to make a tough decision here.
And the fact that this player is suing, I mean, that's got to be difficult for all of you.
Well, it is, because it's just going to drag this thing out into the fall, and that's not good for anybody.
Were you as taken aback as many of us in the public were by that particular phrase, I was wrong to put my faith in the league? Did you even?
Well, listen, I understand. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Robert Kraft, but I understand he's very emotional about this, and he feels very strongly about it. And he's trying to protect his player, and I get that. But as I said, I'm saying that it's going to be.
Are you concerned that almost every decision Rodgers had to make in terms of player discipline over the last year has ended up in a federal court? It seems to be the norm now. Is that concerning as an owner?
It is. It is. I don't recall it ever being that way in prior years, but it seems like we've come to that now. But you know, so be it.
You lost two players already, at least partially, we don't know how much. But you're in that spot now, you're down two players. What are your expectations for this team. Have they altered at all because
of that?
Really.
No, I can never, I mean, you know, we've lost two starters. We haven't gotten a training camp yet, and I don't even remember being in that situation before, but I do think we have enough talent here to have a team that can be in the playoffs and can contend for a championship. And that's what I still believe in, and that's what my expectation is.
I know these weren't your words, but at the end of your press conference in December, somebody asked if this was a win or else season, and you said you agree. Do you still?
Well, I think what I said was that's not a win or else.
That's you're exactly right. So,
you know, I mean, you could make that statement every year. This is the NFL. People have expectations. Our fans have expectations. I have expectations. We've been out of the playoffs 3 years ago. This time it was.
John, has your level of optimism changed in regard to an extension for Eli?
I think we'll get it done at some point in time. We're just going through the usual things that you go through. You know, the agent asks for the moon. We make a reasonable offer. And at some point, he'll come to his senses and we'll end up reaching the agreement. It's just, there's nothing unusual about this at all.
Is there any concern from your perspective of having it done before season starts, or is that?
I think ideally we would like to have that done, but if it doesn't, you know, I don't think it's going to affect our relationship with him or the fact that we will eventually get it done.
Does it make a difference to you if it's not done during the season, and if it happens to go and you happen to go throughout the season, or is that a priority for you to make sure it's done before the season?
We'd like to have it done before the season's over, but if it doesn't happen, then I'm still confident it'll get done at some point. We want him to be here and finish his career as a Giant. I'm sure he wants the same thing.
John, would you characterize your level of hope for Beckham and Cruz being healthy?
Well, I mean, that obviously is an exciting prospect and something we haven't been able to witness really to any great degree. And Victor looks good, and I'm hoping that he adds something to this offense. And Beckham, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
John, with the players arriving today, and some contingent of them live in South Florida, are you aware of any of them having contact with JPP that they've conveyed since arriving?
Not to my knowledge.
What do you make of the offseason with Odell Beckham and his level of maturity and how he would handle being such a rising star so fast and so young? Do you have any worries or any experience with him that makes you pause a little bit?
I think he's going to be fine. In fact, I understand that he addressed all of summer interns today, so I thought that was a very positive step on his part. He and Victor both did. And I think he's going to be fine. He's had a lot of success very early on, so you know, sometimes that does give you cause for concern, but I think he's smart enough and mature enough to handle it.
Did he address the interns?
That's what I understand. He talked to all our summer interns.
The media relations intern? Just.
I think all of them, I understand, right?
Mr. Mara, it's news to me.
What are many things?
As much as you've heard about Victor and seen how he's been, is there a level of anticipation for you tomorrow when you guys get out?
Sure. I mean, you never know for sure until he gets out on the field and is running at full speed. And there's a little bit of contact involved. So, yeah, there's always going to be that. But I know he's very confident. Our medical people seem to feel very confident about him. So I think he's going to be back as good as ever.
The injuries are something that, you know, well documented over the last couple of years, the sheer quantity of the injuries. How much does that... Have you looked into that and you know, wanted to maybe expand the... I know you've done research and changed stuff in the past, but how much has that continued and how much have you been involved in that personally?
I mean, I've certainly voiced my concern, that's a polite way of saying it, about the fact that we led the league in injuries in the last 2 years. And, you know, nobody likes that around here. We made some adjustments to the off-season program. We've got these GPS... trackers now. I mean, we're trying to pay as much attention to that as possible. I know Tom has made certain adjustments to his schedule. They've made some adjustments in the weight room to what they're doing there. So hopefully all that will pay off. But, we'll have to see.
One of your former players, very briefly, former players said that one of the reasons for that is you guys don't embrace, or Tom really doesn't embrace sports science. He's more old school. Is that at all?
I don't really think that's true. I mean, I think he'll be able to talk about it. more specificity like that. We have made changes. Tom does see the need to do that. I mean, I think, you know, in a perfect world for him, we'd be back to two-a-days and, you know, all sorts of contact and everything, but that was a different world back then. We're not in that world anymore. He hasn't, I believe he has embraced that. He does see the need to make changes going forward because he's not happy about the fact that he had so many injuries in the last 2 years.
Do you view it as you catching up to the competition because some of these teams have done, maybe went to it earlier, or is it, there's...
I don't know how much earlier than maybe a few teams that may have done that. But I, you know, one thing about Tom is he's more flexible than he's given credit for, and when he sees something out there that's working, he wants to investigate it. And, again, you know, nobody is happy about the number of injuries that we've had, and we're trying to do something to stop it. But I think some of it has been bad luck, too, with the broken bones and things. I don't know what you do to prevent that. Sometimes injuries are going to happen in this sport. But some of the soft tissue injuries, I think that may be a little bit more avoidable. We've taken some steps to address that. We'll see if they can.
John, if you could just boil your message down to JPP, we're the conduit, in a sentence or two, what is it?
Come home.